This is Dr. David Whitlock with your Monday morning wake-up call, the podcast designed to help people wake up to the possibilities that surround them every day and become the person they're meant to be in Jesus Christ. On this fourth day of the new year, maybe it's time for all of us to make a fresh start. Aren't you ready to put 2020 behind us and step into this new year and look forward to better things, better days? Well, today is a good day to start that. There are some things that can be corrected and salvaged from last year, from yesterday. But sometimes you simply have to cut your losses and start anew. Maybe you've heard about the guy that stormed into the newspaper office and he said, "I want to see the guy in charge of the obituaries." One of the clerks pointed to a rookie reporter and said, "Over there." Well, the man marched over all agitated and said, "Young man, you printed my name in today's obituary column, and as you can see, I am as alive as you are. I want you to do something about it. I want you to print a retraction in the paper tomorrow." Well, the young reporter looked at him and replied, "Well, sir, we don't print retractions in the obituary column, but let me tell you what I can do. I'll put you in tomorrow's birth column, and you can have a fresh start." Maybe that guy needed a fresh start. Sometimes we all need a fresh start. Now, I'm not going to give a long summarization of writing new goals and how to get along with everybody and make a fresh start that way. But I can say you can find your direction and motivation in making a new start. What I would like to suggest is that you go to the source of all for your fresh start. I don't know what you've been through this past year. It's been a tough year for all of us. I don't know what faces you tomorrow or next week or next month. It's uncertain, isn't it? What I do know is the one who can give us a fresh start. No matter how you may be feeling today or how worried you may be about tomorrow, in Jesus Christ, you can have a fresh start. Jesus called himself the bread of life. He is the bread of life. In a relationship with him, we find a fresh start every day. Jesus said, "I am the bread of life. Your ancestors ate the manna in the wilderness and they died. This is the bread that comes down from heaven," he said, "so that anyone may eat of it and not die. I am the living bread that came down from heaven. If anyone eats of this bread, he will live forever. The bread that I will give for the life of the world is my flesh." John 6:48-51. My friend, you can have a fresh start today. You can have fresh bread today. You can fellowship with Jesus, the very bread of life. You can do that every day. And you can do that starting right now. You can practice that today. Just sit down and read the words of Jesus in the Bible and let him speak to you. Well, the trouble with most of us is that we tend to feed on the wrong things. Have you noticed that? How people feed on the gossip at the office or the latest story in the tabloids or all the negative news. And people get starved for the truth. So here's what we can do. We can make it a practice to sit quietly each day for just a little while. I mean, 5, 10 minutes, 20 minutes, if you've got it, a half an hour, however long, and really fellowship with God. That's a better way to spend than going through all the motions of just pretending, isn't it? Like pretending to read the Word of God, pretending to hear it. Just sit and be quiet and take it in. I read about a Scotsman who was coming to America on one of those great ocean liners. He didn't have the money, so he decided to save on food by stocking up on crackers and cheese and fruit before his departure. Well, the ship sailed and he began to eat his meager meals. This went on for several days, but as the ship got closer to New York City, the crackers became more and more stale, the cheese started to get more moldy, and the fruit was dry and tasteless. Finally, there was just nothing that was worth eating. The Scotsman decided he would go to the dining room and have one last good meal before they docked in New York City. And when he got to the dining room, the maitre d' said that it cost nothing. It was all covered in the purchase price of his ticket. He could have been eating there the whole time. So let me ask you how you're living. Are you feeding on stale bread when the fresh bread that God gives us in Jesus Christ is available to us every day? So start today. Start coming to God's dining room. Sit down, open your Bible, let the bread of life fill you, satisfying you with a fresh start. If there is one habit to incorporate into your life this year, just one habit, make that one sitting before God, taking in the bread of life. Make that one be that the one you do. Fresh start. That's a fresh start. And then have a happy year. And then come back here and join me next week. And in the meantime, go out and be the person God created you to be. Here comes the sun. Here comes the sun.